Welcome back. It's just me now. You know, you got the Rational Revolution. How about that? Mandela Barnes. It's really good to hear from him. And he's doing some incredible things with, he touched on it with Power to the Polls and that work there. And I think we've talked about it. I've talked about it that, you know, the way to win, the way we can combat whatever happens is with information. And it's information, and it's also courage to not just pass off that conversation where they, you guys, you would hear it. Well, aren't we glad that we don't have Kamala in there? Well, instead of saying, well, we can, no, let's talk about that. You know, I think that is a way that we start healing, because people that have some of those opinions need to be pushed out of their comfort zone. Growth begins at the end of your comfort zone. We have to be uncomfortable or get comfortable in the uncomfort of having those discussions. And I think when people who have the opinions that it's okay to hurt people will get those opinions challenged time after time after time, maybe they might think differently too. Wouldn't that be awesome? But my thanks to Mandela Barnes for his time today. He is freaking brilliant. And boy, he would have been a wonderful senator. And I hope his time in politics is not over. His voice is one that is very needed. And speaking of a voice that's very needed, I want to talk about the voice that fell silent this week. I want to talk about Pope Francis. That loss is a big one. Yeah, I touched on it last week where I talked about how, I'm not part of the Catholic faith any longer. And, but I do admire the people who can have that faith or any faith, you know, and I asked the question, what is faith? And I do want to revisit that a little bit when I said that what an act of faith it is to set your head down on your pillow at night, fall asleep, and have the faith that you are going to wake up the next day. You know, that's why I personally, every night before I go to bed, I want my children and my wife to know, as the last thing I say to them, I want them to know how much I love them. And that's a big deal. But for the people that are members of a faith community, regardless of what faith that is, I think they can feel the loss of Pope Francis. And I know that there are some detractors out there, and I've seen detractors that would say, "Oh well, Francis, he didn't go far enough. You know, he didn't." Go far enough to advance the causes that he talked about. And I want to push back on that a little bit, because people would say that about me when I was a member of the Republican Party and I was trying to advance us in a direction that was open and that was welcoming. So I was the only official that supported marriage equality in the state of Wisconsin during that debate. I suppose that's about as far as you can go, but when it came to issues about being pro-life, and not pro-life, and pro-life of women, and giving them the ability to make decisions for themselves, I was pro-choice. But admittedly, I was not as loud as I could be, because I knew that I couldn't be very loud, but I knew that what I could do, I would do. And so you look at Pope Francis, who really shattered a lot of norms from where he decided to live, to who he spoke with, to who he appointed. He had women in leadership. He blessed gay marriages. He comforted children. That very famous video of the kid whose dad was an agnostic, and he asked if he was in heaven, and Pope Francis said, "God has a heart of a father," and comforted that child. Man, what a thing. And he said that the Catholic faith was not the only path to eternal life. I mean, incredible. Big, big things. And I don't always want to be doom and gloom on the show, But, you know, I am ever an optimist. I am. I don't think you, you know, in my professional life, I'm a business owner, and I don't think you are a business owner if you think everything's bad. Life is good. But I think that this is such a loss, not just to the Catholic faith, but to the whole world. Because what we saw in Pope Francis, what we had in Pope Francis, was such brilliant and beautiful signs about just how good life can be if we just love one another. And we need to be reminded of how good life is in a time when it's so easy to forget that. Pope Francis, his impact, his legacy, what he did goes so far beyond the walls of Vatican City. It reaches people across faiths, across genders, across sexual orientation. It reaches people because what we saw was a man who was willing to say, I'm not perfect. And I love everyone. And for a church that can be really pompous about, oh, you don't get to go to heaven. You don't get to go to heaven, like the Oprah Winfrey Show, right? What he said was, who am I to judge? And he lived his life more like Christ than anyone I saw in leadership in the Catholic Church. You know, fun fact, Jesus didn't say anything about gay people in the Bible. Not one. He never said anything about it. And I believe that Pope Francis would have had no problem doing a marriage ceremony for two men or two women, because he knew that the love they had for each other mirrored the love that a man would have for a woman, which mirrored the love that God has for us, right? It's love. I will miss his leadership and his kindness and his example of how to live a life of humility and kindness and generosity to people who you never met. What an amazing, amazing legacy that he left us here on earth. That's all I've got for you. I appreciate you very much. This is Mark Becker saying thanks to the Civic Media Radio Network, and thanks for listening to The Rational Revolution. We'll see you next week. Bobby, yeah.